It's close to midnight.
I don't know the next line.
And something evil's lurking in the dark.
Do, 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 do. I don't know the next line either. I only know the part where he says thriller.
Thriller
night. Something's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. Cause this is thriller
night.
Hey man, were you thinking of an intro?
Are you saying, like, did I have a way to enter the podcast? Like, something funny to say to kind of lead into the show?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk about anime, but I didn't want to, you know, the bit that we have where we talk about, you know, now I'm thinking about it. Part of my actual bit for the show, I was going to look at my phone. It's going to be really hard, but we'll just ignore that for now. And, anyway, I was going to talk about anime, but we have the whole bit where you're the nerd and I'm not a nerd.
Oh, hold on. What anime do you want to talk about?
I was just going to talk about Dragon Ball Z. Kai.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
I got this. Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
I've been checking out this new show.
What is it?
Have you ever heard of a type of TV show called anime? I tried to say anime a funny way.
Hold on. Will you do the bit for the real thing?
Okay.
People say anime.
Anime. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Hey, Michael.
What's up?
That scared me. I got scared by that.
What's up?
I've been watching this new TV show.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the type of TV show called anime?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this particular anime,
are you gonna talk about anime on this stupid podcast?
I mean, I don't think
you're the person. First, you brought up Kingdom Hearts on the first episode. Then you start talking about like Magic the Gathering. Like, people care about that.
Talked about variant covers.
We do not have time for your nerd bullcrap on this show about serious issues.
But hold on, this anime has some very good punching and kick boys.
Okay, I thought that was all anime.
No, there's not a whole lot of punching and kicking in Death Note.
I thought anime was like Avatar The Last Airbender. Thought that was the best anime.
I mean, it's, okay, Michael, I don't want to be that guy, but,
Oh, you're gonna pull the stupid nerd card of,
yeah, sorry.
Excuse me, but,
I pushed up my glasses.
It was made in America. Yeah,
it was not, it's not a anime.
It's not anime if it's made in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. We don't have time for that crap on this podcast.
But okay, but Dragon Ball Z Kai is super good.
No, so skip the intro. Let's just go straight into this.
Who's going first?
No. This podcast that we're recording right now is called Life's What You Rate It. This is one of the episodes, probably 15. And my name is Michael.
I'm Mark.
I just winked at you and at our audience, proverbially. But the thing is, this is the podcast where we rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 on whether it's good or not, and we do help people. And I did find out this week that we did influence some church's VBS enough to have a character with blonded tips.
I forgot we did do that.
So
we have some sort of pull.
We have influence in this world now. We are officially
a movement, like I said in episode 4.
Yeah. And we change things. And I'm going to go ahead and jump into my thing this week, which...
Just dive on in, go on deep and over your head. You want to be.
You know, that's really, really ironic that you said that. I reviewed an album by him recently.
The Stephen Curtis?
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the thing. We got a tweet this week, and we've also got tweets other weeks, and we've also gotten personal messages, and we've gotten other things, which is people asking us to rate things. Recently this week, I'm going to call him out. His name is Ian Lund. He's a friend of ours, podcaster, co-worker with you on another show. You also went to Comic-Con with him. Ian Lund, and I don't have my phone on me at the moment, but the thing is, he asked us to do a hit piece on something. To rate it negatively because it was bad.
He wants us to dunk on something?
Yeah, and here's the thing. This is not the first time we've had people ask us to do things. And I think that the thing is, our podcast now is not just a service that helps people, like a, what's the
word?
We're
not essentially a suicide hotline for good things. Oh.
We're not a charity, just a charity now. We are also kind of a hit squad. If somebody doesn't like something, they want us to dunk on it. And if somebody likes something,
they give us enough of that green.
I mean, I'm not saying that we can be
like, we're not swayed, but
I'm not saying we can't not be bought. If we got a sponsor and you asked us to dunk on something, I'm not saying I might change my opinion on it for at least 45 minutes
out of my day. Yeah, I'm gonna freaking throw that 12-foot arc softball pitch and just let some sponsors do what they may.
I mean, what's something most people like? Audible.com, like, that's a common podcast sponsorship. Notice we don't have an Audible.com sponsorship yet, but maybe we will, and I will love Audible.com when they do that for us.
And yeah, I mean audiobooks are trash. I mean, the feeling of a book and reading those big, long, hard words and paper in your hand is the thing that I want to do, and I have so much time to just sit down and do nothing else but sit there and just read that book.
My wife...
freaking hate Audible, but I mean,
my Audible... wife, Amanda Catherine Knipp, because she has the same name as me. Because
you got married.
Yes, is a wonderful cook. But if Blue Apron really, really wants us to give us that green dough, I'll say that she's trash on the internet in public.
For 45 minutes.
For 45 minutes, just because I'd be like, man, cooking is so hard and my wife just can never
can't figure it out.
But we get ingredients in the mail and she can read the list and follow it. And now all of a sudden, my wife's food's good.
Amanda's a very good cook, though. Big fan.
No, seriously, my wife's a good cook. And you do not get this fat if your wife's not a good cook, if you go from being your size to my size in the span of 3 years. What's another sponsorship? No, here's the thing, though. I just wanted to rate how you feel about the level of power that we have when people are literally hitting us up on Twitter as a hit squad. Because I kind of dig it, man. I'm getting high off the power.
Michael, let me...
Kanye said no one man should have all this power, but he didn't say two. What if two men could have all this power?
Okay, here's my thing, though.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Big, big fan. I know you're about to kind of dunk on me a little bit for the words I'm about to say. Have you ever heard of a Vigia game? Or a Vigia game franchise known as BioShock?
Yeah, I've played the BioShock games.
Is it wrong or correct?
They're not history. It's just philosophizing.
Yeah, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. Oh,
but
wait,
it's
no.
Not absolute power. Hold We're on. Splitting
Hold
it.
Hold on, I forgot. The third one's not about that. It's just about racism. There's, and how they're big racists.
We split it. This is all the power. It's not in your
court. Dude, you just did an Edward Elric.
It's not in my court. It's in...
Now it's Mr. Miyagi.
Both our courts. That was me making a sword out of my arm. It's in both our courts. Because we both share the power. And now we have the capability. If we dunk on something, its stock goes down the next week. If we praise something, its stock goes up the next week. Do we use it for insider trading? No. Because like rappers who stunt, we don't need the money. We do need the money, though. No, we just said that we would sell a lot of things for money.
You literally forgot the absolute thing where we 100% need the money.
Definitely need the money.
You forgot that, which is crazy. But you know what I think is ironic?
We also need the power. What?
We have... See, it's weird, though. We have all of this power and none of the dollar bills for it, which is bonkers to me. Do you think Audible just doesn't know that we could be like, yo, Audible's trash, don't use that service, and they would just lose half of their subscribers overnight? Do you think that they just, like, don't know that? Maybe we are advertising this the right way. Maybe we're saying... Maybe... Here's what I'm saying.
That does sound like a threat. But it is.
Maybe we need to run this as more of a freaking guerrilla warfare Ponzi scheme type thing. And less of a, hey, we're going to make your day better and tell you how to do... We need to turn to extortion.
Companies should start going out of business and then we knock on their door and be like, hey, I see you've come upon rough times. I think I might know why.
Yeah.
Me.
Me.
And him. Both of us together, because it's not one man.
Not one man. I mean, two mans? two mans should have all the power.
You want to believe in the, I made a triangle with my fingers, Illuminati? That's us.
No. It was fake until now.
It was. In fact, it wasn't fake, but we talked. We gave the rest of the Illuminati a 1 out of 10, and they disappeared. This is so good. Now, here's the thing, though. Like, I was thinking about our podcast, and this is a little bit of a host chat thing, less of a, like, jokey thing, but maybe it's a jokey thing. We need to up our jokes per minute, man.
You're not wrong.
We got every 9 seconds, we just gotta have a hot bang.
See, here's the thing. I think that sometimes we do too much of that quantity, or quality over quantity. We try to have some of those big, long, built-up jokes. We need to be on that 30-rack crack.
If you hear someone, and that someone is us, saying something without laughing for approximately 8.5 seconds, one of us has to fart. It's not the best joke.
It's a joke. See, 30 Rock, they didn't always have the best jokes, but they had a joke.
There were so many jokes.
There's just too many jokes. And also, you remember that episode of Kim Possible where Ron has to stall the talent show? So he does 10 different talents at the talent show?
Yeah.
And then he wins because Principal... Oh, what's his name? What's Kronk's voice name?
I don't know. I didn't realize.
Anyway,
it was Kronk.
Kronk's voice. It tells him that it's the proof that quantity is truly better than quality.
Oh, that yeah, that's where that joke came from that I use all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Kim Possible joke. Dude, there's a lot of deep cuts in this show also.
Well, they're also, I mean, it's just we target the people that we know listen to the show, so we specifically say things that we know they know. We know they know.
We know.
If you know, you know. That's what Pusha T said in the new one.
If you don't know, why would you say so? That's what James Eats the World said.
If you
don't know, why'd you say so?
Is that what they're saying? It's sometimes hard to tell. I just noticed that you're wearing a Taylor Swift shirt.
Big fan. Hey, do you remember that time? This is a complete side note, might get cut. Do you remember that time we went to the men's restroom at the Taylor Swift concert and there was just a bunch of ladies in there?
I felt so uncomfortable. We that walked was, together.
Potentially the most uncomfortable I've ever felt in real life.
Let's just say that when we went to the Taylor Swift concert, there was a disproportionate number of males to females.
Yeah. It's weird how that turned out.
And the truth of the matter is that the females got super ticked off that the bathrooms were full, so they just started using the stalls in the men's room. And to be fair, the men didn't have to poop. The odds that you had to poop versus had to pee are pretty low.
That's true.
And so the dudes are lining up at the
urinals,
and the girls are using all the stalls right behind us. I mean, it's not really a modesty thing, but it is a social thing.
Yeah,
that when I am peeing, I don't want women right behind me.
Here's the thing. I want to tell the ladies this, and so I wish I would have had the courage to say then, we, as in us people, all the people at this concert, live in this thing called a society. It's not 24/7 freaking purge outside. You can't just do whatever you want. There are rules and social cues and things that mean this works how it works. And whether you think that's dumb or not dumb is how it works. We live in a society. It's not the purge.
It was our first Taylor Swift concert. Maybe that's just the rules. Maybe it is the purge. Taylor Swift concerts are the purge.
The purge. Well, inside the venue only.
Yes.
You know, I want to give credit to my friend Randy real quick. He said that he thinks there should be a comedy movie that comes out in the Purge franchise, which is like the night after the Purge, when you go into work and your boss is like, hey, you tried to kill me last night? And just a lot of the awkward situations of...
Just, like, has to, like, file them with HR, because that's all that happens in real companies.
Yeah, and, like, that kind of, like, the awkward thing of, like... Freaking James pooped all over my yard during the purge last night. And
Jim,
I don't...
come on,
Jim, James,
Dwight, you're the now promoted from
assistant to the regional.
Dang
manager.
It! I couldn't cut the stupid joke.
Assistant to the regional manager.
How do you want to rate our power shared between us to be able to take down who we want?
I mean, shared 10 out of 10. This will be transcendent. If we dunk on something, it doesn't come back unless we say it comes back.
But if we were to somehow, if I killed him or he killed me and we had to assume all of the power of one person, that is too much power, and one you have 10. To take them down.
Yeah.
It is a 1 out of 10, and it is required that you take someone down. The Illuminati is not inherently bad, but the Illuminati is bad when it becomes one person.
It's
tyranny.
It's a lot like the scene in The Lord of the Rings when Frodo has to carry the weight of the ring, but Frodo's not strong enough, so Sam has to carry the weight of Frodo. It's a lot like that.
If you killed me, they would have to throw all your tea in the river and revolt. Like a 1776 part 2.
The sequel.
The Revolutionary War 2.
Part 2.
Early access. Yeah. So that was my deal. What did you bring this week?
Michael, I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet. Because when I think of things that me and my brother are 100% qualified to talk about, it is this thing. Do you have a guess about what it is?
Butts.
Fashion.
Our second favorite thing.
Fashion. See, we are just very good at it. Michael, can you try to describe your sense of fashion to our audience that might not know you in person?
So, yes. This would be really...
Hold on. You're taking way too long to do this. It should be one word.
I feel it would be easier if we had a visual way to show people what I'm wearing right now. But the truth is, it comes down to this. Fly.
See, the way... Michael is...
My second word was going to be loose. And my third word was going to be 2002. Which is also the three words I was going to describe butts with. Fly, loose, and 2002.
I think that you did a bad job. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want you to answer for the people out there. The one fashion icon, per se, that we've both at different points in our life, and by different points I mean ever since we found this fashion icon, still in some way, shape, or form do try to model or look after, at least a little bit.
Are you talking about Beat from...
I am talking about Beat from The World Ends With You.
The Japanese RPG from, like, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Square Enix, The World Ends With You. It's getting a remake this year. Super deep cut, bruh.
Yeah.
way to isolate our audience.
Here's the thing. This isn't a joke, though.
I'm not joking. We definitely try to look like Beat.
At different points in my life, I kid you not, there's two questions I ask myself before I purchase any clothing. And this is the advice that I want to give to people. It's not really an advice show, but we can rate our fashion sense and kind of fashion in general and good fashion. The two things I ask myself before I buy any clothes. Question number one. Will I look more like a Beat, or is this a thing Beat would wear? Question number two. Do I think modern day wizards would wear this? And this, neither of these things are jokes. People are going to think I'm joking. I'm doing some haha factory joke machine thing for this silly podcast that we have, but I'm not. I wear a lot of layers and a lot of hoods for the sole purpose of, in my head, if I was a modern day wizard, that's how I would dress.
Or an anime character.
Or.
Are modern day characters just
anime?
Modern day wizards just anime characters? Are anime characters just modern day wizards?
Yeah, I think it's like, it's one of those like, all rectangles are squares, but not all squares are rectangles things.
What about in high school when I always said, is this something Lewis Stevens would wear? When I would wear Hawaiian shirts just over any t-shirt that I had, and that was literally my look every day of my life.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a good look. I was a big fan.
I can't remember if that crossed over with my bleached tips.
It did a little bit, yes.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a good look.
I would do that still.
We should find a picture of you that, and that should be the episode.
I don't know if I would do that still, because I don't know if Hawaiian shirts are cool.
Michael, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I don't know if they were ever
cool. I don't
think
they were cool then.
No, they were cool. I think you were an Even Stevens fan, and Lewis did it.
Would I buy JNCO jeans in 2018? The big baggy
jeans. I know what JNCO jeans are. I'm not a casual.
Yes, I would.
Okay, here's the thing.
Were they ever cool? Yes.
Should we rank JNCO jeans real quick? Give them a quick little rating?
Okay.
10 out of 10.
JNCO jeans are like an 8 out of 10 because they can be too big. The answer is, it's one of those like Jurassic Park questions. They wanted to see if they could keep making them bigger without thinking on whether they should. And there are JNCO jeans that are too big.
That is fair.
But not all of them are.
Most of them aren't, I would argue.
Yeah. I very rarely see people wear the biggest JNCOs.
Can I say something real quick, Michael?
Yo.
We're going to talk about these things, and the next thing you know, our first live show, we're both going to have freaking bleached tips, JNCO jeans, and fanny packs.
If we go out to our first live show, Omicron 2019, and you and me both walk out, and we look exactly like extras from a Blink-182 music video shoot...
We've
succeeded in this life.
That we are
actually at a really good time for late 90s, early 2000s nostalgia. Like, we're riding that trend in a way that, like, that was 20 years ago, dog. We're right on the cusp.
God, dude.
We're on the forefront.
We're trendsetters. I mean, we also just have that power. Are we the people?
Maybe we did it. We did it.
With all of our power.
You and me. And all other people with nothing to do and nothing to lose. It's the song by Lifehouse. Did you know it?
Yeah.
'Cause it's you and me and all other people. I was going to do the thing where I put my hand over my ear to like pretend I'm hearing, but I'm wearing headphones. I can also hear myself really well in the headphones. So it's no point.
You gotta, no, what you got to do is you got to drop one headphone like a DJ and hold the other one on.
It's you. Me and all of the people. You were talking like a DJ, though. I probably should have done that instead of throwing.
Instead
my
of
nice
just throwing your very nice headphones on the ground. Want to take? I mean, we usually call you third take, Michael. You want to get that third take like that DJ look going on?
'Cause it's you. Do I have to cover my ear then, or should I just be a DJ? Well, you don't understand if you're not seeing me right now. I just look like a freaking moron. Is basically what I'm doing.
I like how I tried to say the DJ thing, but as soon as I said drop headphones, you're like, oh yeah, good point. And just knock those puppies off, just bah on the ground. Without missing a beat.
Have we ever made a joke on this show that has made a human being laugh that wasn't self-deprecating to either you or me?
I don't think so. It is mostly our podcast. Here, people who don't know how to describe our podcast to people, when you're clearly sharing it with your friends because we just keep growing every week, right, guys? Right, guys?
They said yeah.
Describe it like this. Two brothers start recording and almost sound like they're serious about anything in life, and then progressively over the course of the night go full dingus. It is two brothers in the transition to full dingus.
We both received a text from our aunt this week that she has passed on our episode about Chad Michael Murray to Chadwick Michael Murray.
To Chad Chadwick freaking Michael. Michael freaking Murray?
Chad freaking Michael freaking Murray. And I'm awaiting his response.
Here's my one sad thought about that.
Maybe he listened to it.
Heyo. No, I'm scared that he'll listen to it and think that we are being super sarcastic
about our love for him.
Yeah, I'm scared that it comes across as insincere.
It's only minorly hyperbolic. The dude is a beautiful man, and I believe that with all of my heart,
all certainty. Like. And I'm scared that he won't think that that's true.
I believe Chad Michael Murray is a beautiful man.
But Chadwick frickin' Michael frickin' Murray is a beautiful, beautiful
and
boy.
And one of the most beautiful mans that I've ever laid my eyes on. And that is sincere. That is not making a joke. I mean that. And when I said the comment about him being sexiest man alive, I meant that. And when I said the comment about, I don't want my wife to listen to that podcast because I think that she's going to be reminded that he's so much hotter than me, I kind of meant that too. Like, I genuinely have self-esteem issues knowing that
because
she knows
Chadwick
he exists.
Because of Michael Murray.
She knows he exists.
You know what I think is also sad? Do you remember the depression he had to pull Amanda out of when she found out Justin Bieber was engaged?
Justin Bieber's engaged?
Yeah.
To who?
Some rando, I think.
There's no way he's engaged to a rando.
I don't think it's a celeb.
What?
I'm almost positive he's engaged.
I'm sorry I ruined your bit, but that blows my mind. I'm a little down now. I used to do Facebook jokes where I would post pictures of me and Justin hanging out. Like, we were bros.
My profile picture was a cardboard cutout that I found in a Toys R Us of me and Justin Bieber for a long time.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember you being that cool.
It was also my phone background for a minute. Anyway, back to fashion.
Oh, yeah, that's where we were going with this.
Yeah, so...
Were you looking for comfort, or were you looking for beat when you made that bit?
I was looking for beat.
Oh, yeah. Comfort is the real answer. I don't know why people wear clothes that aren't comfortable, but they do. I look at them. I walk around and I...
We've talked about yoga pants before and how there's no possible way that those are comfortable and women are lying to us.
Are skinny jeans comfortable? You wear them.
They're not uncomfortable.
They look like I would rather...
Hold on. Let me tell you this. Not as comfortable as a sick pair of those JNCOs I'm going to buy.
Or just these giant... Well, I mean, we always had the bit that we were naked when we record this podcast, except for our boxers, but... The truth be told, I love jean shorts.
The bit was we were naked, but you couldn't tell because you were Chewbacca down there was the bit we used.
Oh, that's a different bit. The thing is, baggy clothes. Baggy clothes are more comfortable than tight clothes.
Let me tell you this, 100% certainty, the most comfortable pair of pants that I own, my double XL gym shorts that I accidentally bought one day.
Or sweatpants. It just depends on the coolness of
I'm
the
weather.
I'm
not a huge sweatpants fan. I don't know why.
Not
I can't get into
them. Not
even
heat?
Huh?
Not even in the heat? Maybe you should buy a bigger pair.
How would you rate our fashion sense, though?
I mean, we don't dress the same. Is this a bit? Because we don't dress the same.
No, I mean, our bit of dressing like a bee and or a modern day wizard. How would you rate that? Is that good advice to give people?
I'm having a real hard time because we do have the power now. And no matter what I say could affect a lot of people. What I want to tell you is, you don't dress, when you put on clothes, you should say, would a fly anime character wear this? It doesn't have to be Beat, because, like, ladies don't dress like Beat. But if the answer is a fly anime character would not wear this, you probably should burn it. And you should buy clothes that anime characters would wear.
I think that's fair. How would you rate that advice? Like, what do you think the idea of that is? Of dressing like an anime character? Or where does that fall on our scale?
It's very vague. So I give it a 7. Because the truth be told...
I miss you.
When we watched that clip from American Idol from 2002, Clay Aiken did look like he was wearing clothes an anime character would wear. And he looked like one of the biggest tomfools I've ever seen.
Dude, can we rate the same Tom Fools? Because I don't know anybody who says that besides us, but it is funny to me every time.
I try to look for phrases that are going to catch people off guard. Tom Fool's one of them. I say fool of a took when I'm mad at someone, but that's from Lord of the Rings, so that's something you would say. Whoops. As a nerd.
Can we go an episode without me slapping the mic?
No! You have to punch a mic once an episode or it's not real. But for real, you should only dress like wizards would. How do you know you're not a wizard?
I mean, doesn't the owl come when you're like 10 or something? I don't know.
Did you say?
Owl.
Owl.
Did you think I said howl?
L. I don't know, I thought you said the word L. Like the letter L. I thought like a big loss. Like something bad happens when you turn 9.
Take the L. No, here's the thing, though. I regularly get told I look like Harry Potter. That's cool, right? That's fun. And then I think, oh, dude, my dressing like a modern-day wizard's paying off.
I used to get told...
And not the fact that I accidentally got a lightning bolt cut on my forehead and wear round glasses.
I used to get told that I looked like the little kid from Jumanji.
That is true. I do remember you getting told that.
If I had a tail, I would be so much cooler. And also... I'll be saying like a Dragon Ball Z. Thanks for listening to Life Switch Rate It. If you want to support this show and you want to give us the money that we so desperately need.
Or if you want your business to not crash.
Or if you want
somebody else's business to
bite the dust. You can support us by going to whackmatters.com, and there's a donate button on the side where you can donate us money. You can also go to our store page, which is also on whackmatters.com, and there is a place where you can buy t-shirts. Right now they come in 2 colors. I recommend the black one. I don't have one, but I saw it and it looked beautiful.
It looks tight
on
as
my
heck.
Mom. And maybe we're going to get some hats. And maybe we're going to get some
other t-shirts,
mugs, and other t-shirts. We're going to fill out that store. And also, be looking out for Kyle Massey. He's going to be on our show We've been advertising that since the last episode.
We have. And that's freaking, we have how many days? What's, oh, we have, hold on. Can you do the math? Do the math for me real quick.
It's just going to be 50 days.
No, hold on.
50 weeks, I mean.
Hold on. No, do the math for me. So we have approximately, if in a year there is 525,600 minutes. How many minutes do we have left?
This is an inside joke where my brother sings the stupid song from the stupid musical every freaking time I see him, and then boom, my life is ruined because I can't stop singing random. Because I don't know the real words. 565 hours, 300 minutes, whatever. I just make up different numbers every time I sing it because it's so freaking dumb, and I hate my brother now. But I was just going to say that it's 350 days because I'm pretty sure that's the real number. Heck, darn it.
Dude, I'm going to do the math and sing that at the end of every episode till we get Kyle Massey.
It's 350 days from now. Kyle Massey will have been on this podcast because we told you so. You know I did it because I told you so. And I had more things I was going to announce, but we are going to be Comic-Con live next year. No, it's not official, but yes.
We're going to do our best. We'll swing for the fences.
And if it's the only way I can convince my wife to let me bleach my tips again and wear JNCO jeans, then you know I'm going to press for it to happen.
It's
going to
be a hard
push. My wife won't let me do that normally because she wants me to look like a grown-up, especially when our children are around. That's not going to happen if I am going live to Comic-Con. Omicron.
Omicron?
Omicron.
You know what I think would be tight? What if we make such a big splash at Omicron toward the next year, there's people cosplaying as us. There's some people wearing those JNCOs with those frosted tips. Carrying some mics around and whatnot.
We wouldn't know. They would just look like anime characters from 2002. We just think that they were regular cosplayers.
Who the freak is this freaking extra from Death Note? What the heck?
Why do you just look like a random high schooler from every anime ever? Oh, we're cosplaying as those guys from Less. What'd you rate it?
What?
What is that? Oh yeah, we're gonna get picked up by the CW. Our show's gonna get a lot darker. We're going to have a lot more drama between us.
Super gritty. We're going to keep our voices, but we're going to get just some of the sexiest bro dudes you've ever seen to come in and play us.
Chad Michael Murray plays me.
Dang it.
Chad Michael Murray plays me.
Hold on.
Who's you?
Zac Efron, of course.
Ooh, Chad Michael Murray v. Zac Efron. I'm going to take Chad Michael Murray every time, but Zac Efron. I'm trying to think if you could have picked it better than Zac Efron. No.
I don't think I could have.
Are they the two hottest people alive?
Who are dudes for sure.
No, period.
Nah, I'll give you that.
Thanks for listening to this show. Do you have a good joke to end this out with?
Do I ever have a good one?
Yes.
Hey, Michael?
Have I heard this one?
Why did the weatherman shower with steaks?
Why?
Because he predicted a meteor shower.
Oh, toasty. I think I got the whole thing.